Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Kumho tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see oceanside relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the Best of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon on Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings and welcome inside the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon.
Hey, yo.
Live from the Fox Sports Radio studios where, boy, if you had Philadelphia and you were getting 34, oh, boy, you were close. Really close. This game, never in doubt.
What a trash bag effort.
The Heat beat the Sixers 120-85. I love these nights. We could just jump right in to the NBA playoffs. All kinds of fun stuff going on. Blah, 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 blah. We jump right in with a big game tonight. And I'll tell you, usually you get NBA games, Mike, where, okay, team gets out. It's the NBA. We're going to get there's going to be something. There's going to be a run. No, no. The Sixers never made a run. It was never close. 120-85, again, the final score. All five Heat starters in double figures. You had two players off the bench in double figures as well. Not great nights for Joel Embiid, who got smacked in the face in the first half. James Harden turned back into James Harden. I mean the James Harden that we know that just kind of hangs out. 14 points on 5 out of 13 shooting. So the Heat are now one game away from moving on to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah, this was a game that, I mean, it became a canned joke show pretty fast. I mean, great defense by the Heat. In the post-game interview, Jimmy Butler immediately goes, look, shots are going to fall. We're going to make shots. That's all fine and good. I need these guys to have this kind of defensive intensity. And that's boring. And it goes, and it's the antithesis of whatever the NBA would like him to say. Look, we scored 120 points. He's like, nope. We shut them down and gave them no space. and he was so proud of that, like, and just grinning like a cat with that. 23, 9, and 6, plus 36 on the night. And that's where you get into it, right? You talk about Joel Embiid on what was a clean play, right? He took a ball to the face.
Yeah, that was the face. Yeah, it was just,
everybody. But everybody thought it was this dirty play. Well, he raked off and he hit him. He's like, no. Doc Rivers is out at half court going, come on, they're going after my guy. It's like, no, watch the replay and sit down and shut up. Well, and then figure out how to coach your squad that didn't bother to wake. Get the smelling salts like you're in a fight.
I will say I don't think Doc Rivers wanted a foul. I think he wanted the play stopped because Embiid got hit, went down, and they didn't blow the whistle, and the Heat were able to get the ball and just go right up with it. Like, he felt they should have called timeout and stopped the play. I'm pretty sure that's what Doc wanted because, I mean, Doc, that'd be ridiculous even for Doc, even by Doc standards. The ball hurt him. Clearly Miami did something to the basketball, and the basketball went. I mean, it was like a rogue bludger in Harry Potter, and it went after him, and then something happened because it was enchanted by Snape, and I don't know what happened, but that was a bad thing. I can't believe it happened. So that would be ridiculous even for Doc.
Well, it's Doc.
So. You're right. You can never.
I did appreciate.
You're right.
I did appreciate his in-game interview. Right. As much as I hate those things, when he was all, well, you know, they're out physicaling us, they're out pacing us, they're out. It's like, and what can you do to adjust? Like, well, we just have to be better. It's like, no. The question was, you as a coach, how do you impact that to get them to play better? Yeah, I got nothing. I mean, James Harden and the rest of the guys towards the end of the game, like, they quit. Like, they just stopped. James Harden had a couple of shots, like, oh, hey, we're back to 8. And then he rainbowed another 3-point shot that bounced high and off. He was 2 of 6 from 3-point range, 14 on 5 of 13 shooting, just 3 trips to the free throw line, disinterested, 4 turnovers, and a big minus 29. Starting unit just got worked all night long. Embiid didn't look right. I mean, obviously went into the crowd. How much the back affected him throughout the game. He just looked like he was laboring, right? Like the Heat worked at a faster pace, made him work for everything he did get. Because he was 7 of 12, 17 points, only 5 boards, big minus 29. But the point being that after that, he just looked like he was laboring much of the game in his 33 minutes played.
You know, here's what I love about this game, right? Because what we've said about James Harden from the beginning, again, the takes everybody has stolen, is that James Harden's not that guy anymore, right? James Harden's not the dominant player.
He's that Toby Keith song I keep telling you about.
Yeah, I'm not as good as I was.
Because he did it the other night.
But I was better when I once was, when I was good before. But
playing with the guy into place, exactly.
And now I'm better, but I wasn't good, but now I am. Is that after the last game where we watched the Heat decide, you know what? I don't know that we need to roll coverages to James Harden anymore. Let's see. Let's see if James Harden's still this guy. And Harden had a big night. Why? Because he had more shots, right? Even he said after the game, I took what the defense gave me, right? They were off him a little bit more in that game. And so Harden still is a player. Like I said, he's Odell Beckham Jr. He's not someone that's going to always affect the game, but just his presence, you need to account for him a little bit. They laid off him a little bit. He had more room to shoot in the game, in game 3 than in game 4 than he had yet. And he had a big night. What did you see tonight? Did Harden have a lot of room to shoot? No. And what happened? Harden's back to the guy he was. Right? He said, okay, didn't work out. You know, we rolled our coverages around. Didn't work out for us. Let's get back and making sure James Harden doesn't do anything to us. And James Harden had another blah kind of night. That's James Harden, right? But after one game was, oh, if the Sixers could get this James Harden, he's going to be set. No, you're not getting that guy every night. You're not. He only had a big night because they laid off him a little bit to see if they can spread things around and plug up a couple of other holes, but they realized they couldn't. So, okay, we still got to pay somewhat of attention to James Harden. They did. He didn't have a big game, and they won by 35.
Yeah, I mean, they found no answers, right? I mean, Green was 2 of 4 shooting. He played 21 minutes. Maxey, just 2 of 10. Awful. There was no ball movement, no distribution. The Heat were faster, more aggressive, and defensively, they just worked tirelessly. You know, I alluded to the Butler post-game comment. You could just see as the course of the game went on how proud he was that there were no easy shots. They were settling for in transition. There was one possession in particular. It's the only 3-point attempt he had in the game. but it looked like the Sixers were at least stabilizing things for a moment. Harden dishes to Embiid, who's flying up, and at the top of the key, he just fires off a three-point shot, which has no spin on it, no arc on it, and falls and hits the back iron, just a thud. And it's like, that's the shot? That's the transition shot you want. Joel Embiid running down and instead of...
Come on, man. You got to have something.
I'm looking at
something in that.
I just go, what is that? What are we doing? 9 of 32 as a team from the game. Look, DJ Khaled was on his phone the entire second half.
Mm-hmm.
He looked up once or twice, obviously alerted to the fact that he was in television range, or you know, someone was walking by that wanted to say hey in his pink jumpsuit thing. Beyond that, it's like they were disinterested. People were going home. Like nobody showed up early, and they sure as hell didn't stay late. It's like, wait, we could go get decent dinner reservation times. Let's go.
Twitter at How About a Fresca, Mike at Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. So the Heat take care of the Sixers. We'll have more on this game coming up. Dallas and Phoenix just underway. 4-3 lead early in the first. Oh, make it a 7-3 lead for Dallas.
Stop it. Stop the clock. Let's go.
Dak with a touchdown. And Arizona's got three. And now Murray gets the ball back again. So again, early in that one, we'll keep you updated. This is a really, really big game because either I'm going to still be right about the Phoenix Suns or boy, am I going to be wrong. But the NBA news of the day that really has taken us by storm, Ja Morant is likely out for the playoffs.
Yeah.
All right? He is not going to play after suffering the knee injury in Game 3 against the Warriors on Saturday. And all I can say is this. I hope you're happy, NBA. I hope you're happy deciding that we're going to allow Chippy play in that series when you had a chance to stop it, and maybe Ja Morant doesn't get hurt. A guy who's the next Kobe, a guy who is so incredibly talented, you want to see him as much as possible on the field. And you could have had some good jurisprudence going down. You could have been able to say, Dylan Brooks, you're getting a couple of games for that ridiculous, dirty, from-behind play that injured Gary Payton. Right. There's nothing else I can say about it. It was as dirty as you could possibly think it is. And the NBA still said one game. And that wasn't enough for the Warriors. And when that happens, you see Chippy play. That's how it goes. And do I think for a second that Jordan Poole went out there and saying, if I get a chance, I'm going to really injure a guy? No, but in the back of your mind, you know that, well, I can kind of push the levels here, and I can really push what I can and can't do, because am I really going to have to worry about any kind of punishment for it? No. So when a play like that happens, you think in the heat of the moment, yeah, I'm grabbing his knee. And I pull his knee back. And we're never going to know how injured he was. Did he get injured on that play? Was he injured, you know, the play before going down the court, which is now being bandied about? Which is going to be it? We're never going to know. But I do know one thing, and I know that play may not have happened if the NBA didn't come down with, hey, let's just make sure that this doesn't happen anymore, right? Let's try to take care of the physicalness. And they biffed it. And they completely biffed it. And not only that, with no punishment for Jordan Poole coming off that play, and now Ja Morant's out for the playoffs, now Memphis is going to answer. Like, they're down. They're getting crushed. Like, what do they have to lose? Right? Really, what do they have to lose? So now you're going to see this get even more chippy, and now you have a bigger chance of another star player getting hurt. So I hope the NBA is happy, because they're reaping what they're sowing on here. They decided we're not going to do anything, so we're going to let the teams go as it is. And that was an absolute awful, epic fail by the NBA.
Yeah, just one of those sad turn of events here to get this update. And I know folks are, I saw a lot of it in the social media sphere going, just a bone bruise? Like, well, Kendrick Nunn missed a year. Like, I don't know how injured a guy is. Like, we talked about Ben Simmons a lot. We had no idea. Is it a back? Is it a psychological? What's the combination? Where does it spill over? No idea. Didn't rip him and just wanted to some sort of explanation. That's really all we asked for on this show. With Ja Morant, could have banged knees a million times in the series. a cumulative effect, and then one thing pushes it over, right? Like we talk about it all the time, domino effect. If it's going to go, eventually, maybe it does. So, yeah. So it's just that type of situation that you allow things to extend, get a little bit more physical. And the biggest problem I have with it, Jason, has just been it's been so inconsistent in terms of deciding what constitutes, and I hate all the reviews for it, by the way. We already have like 900 timeouts that each team is allowed. Let's also add another 50 breaks to see if something rises to a flagrant call. But the number of times we'll see a technical foul, oop, he got him for taunting. He dunked on him and then he smiled and said, I got you. Oh, technical foul because he waved his finger. Okay. Whereas you can go mug a guy down low and it's like, hey, you know, good, clean, happy foul. Or you have a play like Dylan Brooks and it's one game. And as much as he wants to say, embrace the villain, he comes out and has the worst game of his life. All right, maybe not. But certainly on this, let's just put it this way. When people cared about his game, the worst game of his life, going 5-for-19, getting ripped every way till Sunday for the effort he put forth in yesterday's game. So I know the NBA, obviously they're sad. We were right talking to Steve DeSager last night. 8 All-Stars missing at least one game. And now the rising star, you use the Kobe analogy in comparison. And right now you're looking for next, right? You've got a couple of guys. Because even people saying, hey, you know, your new superstars are Giannis, and I've seen lists. It's like, all right, actually go check his age. Dude's been in the league a decade. So unless he came in at 16 or 15 or 12, your math is fuzzy at best. Ja Morant's where it's at, and it's a sad loss for the NBA.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Kumho tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon.
Hobo.
Phoenix has taken the lead at TJ rising from the ashes. Phoenix has taken the lead over Dallas 47-46 with about 47 seconds left to go in the first half. See what I did there? It's 47's wild. It has been a slog fest of a first half for both teams, but Phoenix now starting to feel it a little bit. And this is one of those games where halftime can't come soon enough for the Mavericks, right? Chris Paul just hits a big three. Now they're up by four. And Dallas, who would control the game throughout, they controlled Phoenix, didn't let them go crazy on the scoreboard. Now this is a good, this is one of those, okay, we need to get to halftime now and regroup for the second half.
Yeah, had a good first quarter out of the gate. Devin Booker was strong. Paul struggled a bit. A lot of complaining, a lot of trying to find his space. The usual, hey, I'm in the air, even though I'm three quarters of the court from the basket and complaining when a foul's given, whatever. All fun and excitement. I am surprised that we went a full hour without you doing a Bermanism to celebrate his birthday today.
Well, you know, I was just kind of waiting a little bit for the
67.
Yes. Shut up. I was just waiting a little bit. I can't just give you the Berman stuff right away all the time. I mean, I can't do that for you. You know,
well, it had been a little bit since we've done it, and yeah. On his birthday, I figured I would get an overload, TJ.
I kind of like T-shirt, the philosophy of, yeah, I can't just do it every time you want something. Oh, I can't do it. Oh, I can't play songs.
It's good to have him back in the booth. He's aged quite a bit.
Yeah, T-shirt. Alex T-shirt is back at what did you MC an anime convention? What did you do?
First off, do not disrespect it. It's called anime, and yes, I was
in
Las Vegas.
That's what I said. I said it's an anime. What did you do?
And I said Batman. You say the Batman. So
no,
no, yeah, I was in Vegas. I was the MC for a major convention. It was called Cars and Anime Con. Be My Secret, and I was the head MC.
It was called. Wait, what was it called?
Cars and Anime Con, and the sponsor logo for it was Be My Secret.
So it's about cars and anime. So it's in My Cousin Vinny, pool and chicken.
Right? Yes. Yes.
Okay. Can we get another sponsor to do it? Yeah, how about we get a car company? Great. Oh, then we can have the event. That'll work out great. All right, fine. But it went well?
It went extremely well. So now I'm the main MC for all the events moving forward. So thank you for asking.
Did you mention
the show? Did you get that on paper?
Yes, signed paper, everything.
Did you mention the show that, hey, I'm Alex Teichert from Fox Sports Radio?
Yeah, I just told them that everybody's taking our takes. That's all I said, and they loved it.
Oh, okay, good, okay. Did anybody take your anime takes?
Yes, that's why I continued the show name and kept it going, because people took my
takes. That's
good.
If you can get Annie May in from the Twilight Singers, I'd appreciate it.
Okay, I can do that.
There you go.
Jason, do you ever remember that old anime Dragon Ball Z? Did you ever watch that?
Oh, yeah, I remember Dragon Ball Z, sure.
Yeah, there was a lot of prominent voice actors there from that show back in the day, so I got to interview them and everything. It was a great time.
A lot of cosplayers. Any good ones on your photo roll?
I have a couple I'll send you, Mike. Yes.
Okay, oh, boy. All right. Congratulations and welcome back, my friend.
Thank you, my guys.
Very nice. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Now, before we get to something involving Marvel, Phase 4, and the NFL, I got to say, when I made my preseason baseball predictions, I said this is the best year for the Yankees because they're kind of under the radar and no one's predicting them to do anything. This is the year the Yankees go to the World Series.
And who did I tell you was true? But sure.
And who did I tell you was going to be the MVP? Aaron Judge was going to be the MVP this season, the big contract year. He's working on all kinds of stuff.
Yep.
Well, what did Aaron Judge just do? Let's hear it.
Swung on and hit in the air to deep left field. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. It's a game-winning walk-off three-run home run by Aaron Judge. He hit it a mile and a half in the left field seats. So Judge, a Judgian blast. And here he comes. Here comes the Judge. He drills a walk-off three-run, one-out, ninth-inning home run. And the Yankees win the ballgame 6-5.
So there it is. Yankees radio network on the call. It was high. It was far. It was a Judgian blast for Aaron Judge. They win the game in a walk-off. And I'll tell you what. The Yankee, for a sport that really gains a lot of momentum when the Yankees are good, it's time to start talking about this because they now have the best record in baseball. They don't have the most wins in baseball. You know, the Mets also have 21 wins. But the Yankees are rolling. I mean, look, they had a 10-game win streak now. They got a plus 50 run differential. They are getting everything. And it's not that the Yankees are any more talented than they were a year ago. It's not like they made big moves in the offseason. No, the Yankees came in where the Yankees need to be. The last few years when they have been, hey, front and center, all right, it's hard to handle that pressure. And now they're not. And that's why I like the Yankees this year, because it was a perfect situation for them coming in. Hey, the other teams in our division are getting a lot of attention. The Blue Jays are getting a lot of attention. The White Sox are one of the favorites in the American League. The Astros are back. Hey, we're just one of what potentially be good teams. And they were able to stay out of the limelight. And look at this start they've had to the season here. The Yankees are 100% legit, man. This is some kind of year for them.
Yeah, I mean, when we go back to what we were looking at to start the season, our preseason odds, the Yankees were plus 200 to win the East, plus 525 to win the American League. So they were there right with the White Sox. So not as big a dark horse as you'd like, but certainly not as many talking points as a Yankees team would normally generate, because some questions, and really, I think we got more caught up in Aaron Judge's contract than talking about the team when we got to spring training, after we got through all the lockout nonsense and everything else.
Well, it's a lot of money, and we like to talk about money. It's money.
Well,
man.
But that's
money,
my point,
here,
is
money,
that
there.
You know, we on one hand, we got the Cleveland Browns backing up Brinks trucks for Deshaun Watson, and concurrently, we had the Aaron Judge saying, yeah, that's not same money, not same money. I can't do that. And passed it up, and everybody looking around going, that's $250 million that you're telling them to beat it on. But thus far, just deciding, hey, bet on myself. And you know how much I love that. When it goes wrong, we have to talk about it, but we acknowledge it. Right back when Dennis Schroeder had his reported $84 million offer from the Lakers and opted not to sign it. Things went badly for him, still making money, but he's never going to reclaim, you know, the proper percentage plus any growth on that money. But for Aaron Judge, same thing. All right, let's see what you got. Price of poker in baseball for star players continues to go up. So a good season from him and a good placing by the Yankees, and away we go. 21-8, winners over the Blue Jays. Remember when we said, hey, they're going to have this great home field advantage. All right, they're 10-6 at home, which is all fine and good. But, you know, on the road, 7-8.
Yeah.
They play just as many on the road, Jason. Got to win games.
I know. You said that like George Costanza. They play just as many on the road, Jerry. I'm trying to get more home games for the Yankees. I'm trying to get 150 home games. Play the Yankees, say they go on the road 12 times. Then go play
the East. The other part that I'm starting to get tired of, and I saw this when Stanton hit his home run in the sixth, is everybody complaining about dimensions of ballparks. You know, that wouldn't have been a home run in other stadiums. It doesn't matter. They're playing at Yankee Stadium. It's a home run. Get over it.
Man. Ugh. Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike at Swollen Dome. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. So we got more baseball coming up in a bit. We'll have John Paul Morosi stopping by with us. Going to have some fun with him. But, you know, with what we've seen now so far with Marvel Phase 4, the new movies come out. 5 new movies have come out now, right? Everybody's talking about, let's order the movies. What are the best movies in Marvel Phase 4? Now with Doctor Strange out and everybody watching. Let's do something. something a little bit different. All right, we'll put the movies in order, right, of how good they are, right? Just the five movies now in phase four. And I will tell you which movie is which NFL team. How about that? Which Marvel phase four movies is which NFL team?
Now that is an interesting conceptually. I like this.
All right, so here we go. You ready? Do we want to count down or do we want to go from number one?
You got to go five up.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
I mean, we got to do it like Casey Kasem would have.
Sure. Well,
I mean, his name's still on the studio in that hallway.
It is.
We got to show love to the legend.
Number five.
Shang-Chi. All right. Shang-Chi is the worst of the five movies now in Marvel Phase 4. And if Shang-Chi was a football team, they'd be the Carolina Panthers. Right? They started off really well. And then just with a lot of star power, it kind of goes nowhere. I needed more superhero stuff. You had more stars, and kind of Shang-Chi had the great bus scene, and then there wasn't a lot of superhero stuff. Kind of like the Panthers, who, hey, they started out 3-0, and Darnold was great, and then, oh, boy, they stunk, and they went back to Cam Newton at one point. So Shang-Chi would be the Panthers.
Yeah, I mean, we may have to re-rank these because I kind of like that one, but no, it's tough when you're getting compared to the Panthers. Was there something missing, you know, about a third of the way through the movie that you decided just disappeared, kind of like Christian McCaffrey?
Oh, see, there you go. Yeah. Yeah, it just kind of you started out and it was good and it was exciting, it was fun, and then it just fell off a cliff and you're like, wow, this is a tough one. This is a tough one. All right, number four.
Number four.
The Eternals. The Eternals, if they were a football team, would be the Arizona Cardinals.
Okay.
They have some star power. Not kind of sure how good they really are or where they fit for relevancy. They've had a little bit of – they have a big cast, but I don't know where it fits or really just how good overall it is and where it fits. So the Eternals would be the Arizona Cardinals.
I need to give that another look-see because I got bored and never finished it.
Wow. Okay.
I'm not kidding. Like, I don't care about any of these characters. Much like the second half of seasons, we really, outside of fantasy purposes, and will they or won't they, we haven't really cared about the Cardinals because we've watched them disappear time and time again.
Okay,
as if they
all
were
right.
Sucked into another portal.
Okay, all right. Doctor Strange.
Number three.
Doctor Strange Careful. Would be number three. Doctor Strange would be the New England Patriots. Some really good things, some great parts to it, others not so much. Is it overrated? Maybe a little bit. Is it still fun? Yeah. Is it really good? We're not quite sure. We're not quite sure how good Doctor Strange is. Just like the Patriots and Mac Jones, not quite sure how good they are. So Doctor Strange is the Patriots.
Ooh, that's not a bad one. I kind of dig that. I you could also use the San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah, true. Could be the 49ers.
Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah, could be the Vikings.
Because, I mean, every once in a while, they'll taunt you with something great.
Mm-hmm.
And then they kind of let you down. And I know a lot of folks, friends of mine that saw Doctor Strange that felt a little let down with a couple of character development, lacking, shall we say, the final push and emotional relevance that it should have had.
Number two. Black Widow. And if Black Widow was a football team, it would be the Miami Dolphins.
Okay.
Better than we thought, right? Better than we thought. A lot of twists and turns. There's the impact. We're kind of unsure. There seems like there's a lot of fake drama. Like there's a lot of fake drama in the Black Widow prequel. And there's fake drama going on with Tua and the talent. But Black Widow, okay, interesting twists and turns. Black Widow would be the Miami Dolphins.
So, Yelena is Jalen Waddle.
Okay, sure.
Where you have this overall performance, and you go, wow, look at the numbers on that. And I think Black Widow got screwed because of the way it had to be released.
I know, but it was Black Widow.
Not to mention all the legal issues that fell out of that, which we were interested observers here. I don't think I've had as many great conversations about business and law as I did with my daughters when all of that was going on with Black Widow.
And number one.
Number one.
The best movie of Marvel Phase 4 clearly is No Way Home. If No Way Home was a football team, they would be the Buffalo Bills. It's all of a sudden, bam.
Who's
Flash? Top five. All of a sudden, bam, top five. Like, all of a sudden, No Way Home shows up, and it's one of the top five Marvel movies of all time. All of a sudden, the Bills went from, hey, the Bills are pretty good, to, whoa, the Bills are one of the top four or five teams in the NFL. It happened just like that. No Way Home would be the Buffalo Bills.
Ooh, I like that. With Wong and Flash, I mean, we've got a little bit of extra to that, right?
Yeah, so I don't know who would Flash be. Flash is kind of tough. Flash might have been...
He would have been Cole Beasley last year.
Oh, yeah, probably. Yeah, Flash would have been Cole Beasley, yes.
A lot of jabbering. A lot of talking.
Yeah, Flash would have been Cole Beasley. I like it. I dig it. I like it. So there you go. There's our Marvel Phase 4 movie NFL teams rankings, the top five, and we rank the five movies in Marvel
Phase 4. That's pretty good.
And if they were NFL teams...
Top five rankings, baby. Yeah, look what we did there.
Yeah.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Kumho tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Fox Sports Radio, The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
I'm an ass man.
Live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Right now in the NBA, Phoenix leads Dallas 61-50. Dallas had the lead early, but now the Suns on a big run. It has been a big night from Devin Booker, who now has 24 points, 10 out of 14 from the floor. Everything he is throwing up is going in. And Chris Paul with 4 points in 22 minutes. This has been the Devin Booker show in the last quarter and a half for the Phoenix Suns. Meanwhile, it's been the Mets and Yankees show in Major League Baseball so far. I'm ready for the Mets-Yankees World Series. Is our next guest ready for that? He is Fox Sports Radio, MLB Network.
Here we go now.
Insider extraordinaire. You can follow him on Twitter at John Morosi. It is John Paul Morosi who is here with all of the big – I mean, there's no other teams besides the Mets and Yankees, John Paul. Most wins in Major League Baseball. I'm ready for the World Series. I'm ready.
Well, good evening, my friends. And I have to say this. Actually, I'm here in Michigan tonight, and the ball that Aaron Judge just hit landed through my window and landed in my office here tonight. It happened literally a minute ago. About 20 minutes after takeoff in New York, it has landed here in Michigan. That is how far he hit it. My goodness, what a shot. It looked like Romano missed his spot there by about 6 inches, which in baseball is a big miss. And he missed to the wrong guy. Because Aaron Judge, I love it when the narratives about, oh, he turned down the contract extension, he's going to be distracted this year, all that talk, he does not appear distracted to me. I'm not sure how you guys feel, but when you watch him right now, my goodness, he's having a tremendous start to the season. Swing looks great, confident, focused. Some incredible moments already this year. And will the Yankees regret not signing him? I wonder how that will all play out in the wintertime. But it is really hard to imagine this team without number 99, because he has been one of the more dynamic players in baseball this season.
Well, old rule of thumb, though, JP, if a guy wants to go and bet on himself and put something away, he's got something to prove. So everybody wins.
Well, that's a great point, Mike, and we have to see how it all unfolds. And if at the end of the day the Yankees win a World Series, sorry, Jason, if they do, if they win a World Series with him starring and going off and signing for $300 million somewhere, which, who knows, could be possible, they have to accept that result. And I think right now, all things considered, it's actually a really interesting question. If you told a Yankee fan that you're going to win a World Series this year, but then you're going to watch Judge sign with one of your rivals, would you take that deal today? And I think that you would, because you want that championship. It's been since 2009, which is a long wait. If you look at what the Yankees history says, and then those fans are ready to win a World Series, even if it means having to take the subway to go play Jason's Mets.
It's happening, JP. It's happening. I'm ready.
Listen, I every week we talk, and every week Mike is waiting for me to come on and say, now, Jason, you need to temper your expectations. You need to really aim a little lower here because of all these concerns that we're seeing. I have not seen any concerns, really. This team, you know, I really think one of the key dynamics that I've witnessed with this team has been Diaz and his consistency. I mean, that has been a really important part of the club. We knew the rotation would probably be strong even without DeGrom. It has been. The bullpen, I think, even some new names like Shreve, I think he's been good. And then the lineup. I look at this Mets lineup, guys, you know, 1 through 9, the quality of the at-bats that we see in the second half of the lineup, objectively, is one of the very best that we see anywhere in Major League Baseball. So I'm right there with you. I think, Jason, I would, you know, we've been friends for a long time. I would tell you the truth if I thought that I had to level with you and say, your team might not be as good as you think it is. I think the team is exactly as good as you think it is.
There you go, JP. Let me have a little bit of fun with this then. as well as they play, then that means more national TV games, more national windows, which hitting coach Eric Chavez says, hey, the ball is better on national TV games and flies farther. So, advantage Mets in that situation, if there was any truth to that whatsoever.
You know, that's a very interesting point that Eric has brought up. I will say this, many of the times that I'm at the ballpark, it is for a national TV game that we are working on MLB Network, and a lot of the games that we have done have actually been quite low scoring. So I would say that has not been my experience in the national TV games that we are doing. I really believe, and there's been a lot of focus on the ball, there's no question about it. The humidors are having an impact all around the game. I'll make this point. While run scoring is down, strikeouts are also down a little bit. It is tiny, but it is down. And so I actually think that the overall product has been good this year. I will stand by that statement. We can talk about, is the ball traveling as far as it should? Probably not, based on some of the exit velocities that have been translated and looked at and analyzed. I think the weather could have some effect on that. The ball certainly has some effect, but the weather does too. Climate change, other different dynamics, the heaviness of the air, climate in the spring, different things like that, I'm sure are having some level of involvement here. I really think we need to wait until the summer rolls around before we make a more complete assessment of what's happening. There's no question baseball is looking at the baseball and will continue to, and they're still probably trying to find that secret sauce between how the ball looks now and the composition, how it behaves and moves, and how you're allowing pitchers to get a little more of a grip on the ball. I think that's the next key question, whether it's a grip element, whatever it might be. I think that has to be reckoned with here pretty soon.
Yeah, all that's great, JP. What's the Mets' magic number? What is the magic number? We have a seven-game lead. What is the magic number?
I can start to calculate it. Now, remember, it's wins by – it's 162 minus the number of wins minus the number of losses by the second-place team, right? Isn't that how you do it? I believe it is.
Yeah, so the Mets' magic number is now, I think it's about 30. I think it's 30 is right. No.
It might be a little higher than that. A little bit.
All right, so listen, we're 30 games into the season. For most teams, they're sitting here 30 games in. It's a good time to ask you this question. Now, outside of the Mets, because clearly the Mets, what are your couple of biggest surprises so far this season that you see? Whether it's a player, whether it's a team, what are your I didn't expect this season, good or bad. What's a couple of things that's like, boy, hey, at this 30-game mark here, this is what's kind of surprised me.
Angels being in first place is huge. Their pitching has been excellent in the rotation that they traded out, changed out four-fifths of their rotation from the beginning of last year to now. And names like Patrick Sandoval, of course, Syndergaard coming over, Lorenzen, they've really made a huge impact. So I love what the Angels have done, in addition to the usual guys that we talk about with them, Otani and Trout. Rendon obviously had a huge weekend against his former team as well. The Red Sox being disappointing surprises me. I thought they would regress a little bit. I did not think they would go from within two games of the World Series last year to now being in last place. The Tigers also have scuffled early on this season. I think on the other side, I really like what the Brewers have done. I think they've been impressive. I'm waiting for the Marlins to really break out. And then I think out west, don't sleep on the Padres. They're a good ball club. I really think that they are still a bit under the radar relative to the Dodgers. But when you look at Clevinger coming back now, this is a really good ball club. So I really like what we're seeing right now from the Padres.
No, wait. No, what you're missing? Because for 8 years in a row now, you've picked the Mariners, and the Mariners are in the middle of the pack in the AL West. You picked them 8 years in a row. You've picked the Mariners to win this division.
I was going to say that I had to take that responsibility, guys, for being wrong, probably again. And but my dear brother-in-law, Justin, in Seattle, who's a big Mariners fan, I don't know what to tell him, because I keep saying I believe in your team, and he basically is sort of saying, maybe you shouldn't. Maybe you're the problem. Maybe you need to find a different team to have a crush on and leave us alone. And I think that might be where I have to go. So maybe come 2023, I will not pick the Mariners to make the playoffs. Find a new team, John. Find a new team. So I may have to do that.
It is still early, though. Still early. Hey, if they were located anywhere other than historic Cincinnati, would we call in for Las Vegas to take on the Reds?
Man, it's a dire situation right now. And obviously, these are sort of separate but related topics. I do believe that in the next 10 years we'll have a team in Vegas. I believe that'll happen. I think Nashville is not far behind in terms of a very desirable market for baseball. But the Reds, the size of the crowds, the disappointment in the market and what might happen next. And by the way, I'm not convinced they're done making trades. I think Luis Castillo could well be on his way as two now that he's back. So it's just, guys, it's a really downcast way to begin a season, because it is a great baseball town. I've had wonderful experiences covering games in that ballpark. Just devoted fans. It's just a tough way to begin the year. And I think you're right. If it wasn't for the history there, you'd look at the stands and say, man, I'm not sure if it's going to work. I do believe they'll come back, but it's going to take a while.
Mm. You can follow him on Twitter at Mets. That's at Mets. That's at John Morosi. That is JonMorosi. Fox Sports Radio, MLB Network, Insider Extraordinaire. JP, are you going out to do the NHL playoffs at some point? When does that start for you?
Great question. This year, I'm not sure if it's going to work out for my schedule to do the full series again, but I've been watching it, and my goodness, what a win for the Maple Leafs tonight. Austin Matthews, the pride of Scottsdale, Arizona, the hero for the Leafs tonight. Huge 4-3 win over the Lightning.
There it is. He's got it all. JP, thanks a bunch, buddy. We'll talk to you next week, man.
Have fun. Thank you.
See you, buddy.
All right. Great stuff there from John Paul Morosi. He's going to pick the Mariners again. He's going to say no. He's going to pick the Mariners again. He's got to. He's going to do it.
It's a tradition.
Yeah. No, he has to. Because that's what me. When I pick a team and they don't do it for me and I say, oh, I'm backing away, I go, you know, the next year is when they're going to do it. And I got to pick them again. And I got to
pick
them. So I wind up going through it like 4 or 5 years.
You just say, I'm done. You screwed me last year. I'm not going back for more.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.